Okay, good morning. I'd like to thank everybody for coming, some from far and wide. Kach Baruch Hu has many plans of how he orchestrates who's here, who's not. Today, I wanted to continue. Last week, we started talking about the situation that Eretz Yisrael is in, but really, the Jews of the world are in. And last week we did the halachos. We went through some shilas that come up during war, which unfortunately there are many, many shilas. Last week we just touched on three of them. Today I wanted to also deal with the topic at a crisis at a time when Klal Yisrael is at war, specifically the recital of Tehillim, Amiras Tehillim. And I want to get involved in understanding about the hill. Now, if you think about it, the situation really is very bleak. If anyone, you know, didn't appreciate the nature of the battle, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, I saw many Gedolim talk about the fact that, you know, by nature, we have a certain reliance on the Israeli army. You know, after 1967, the Six-Day War, where it was a situation where everyone thought Eretz Yisrael was in such extreme danger from all sides. And the army swiftly, in quote-unquote, one of the greatest military plans, had a preemptive strike and knocked out all the enemies and captured more territory, more parts of Eretz Yisrael. People viewed that as unfortunately, such strength. Many people, Baruch Hashem, became Bali Tshuva, but they missed that the ultimate general is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those words weren't expressed enough. And unfortunately, that's why many people said that the Yom Kippur War happened, where Israel got demolished in the beginning. They ended up, but it was Lamaisa. We need reminders. I saw one of the Gedolei Ador said, you know, it's been 50 years since the Yom Kippur War. And Chazal say 50 years is a lifetime, is a period of, you know, it's like a yovel. And sometimes you need new reminders. And the fact that the enemy literally just crossed over the border, and with all, you know, the high tech that Israel is known for, not just in the military sector, but the business sector, with all the gadgets and all the planes and all the drones, Lamaisa, they shechted Yidden like no time since the Holocaust. And even to utter the words, you know, now it's different because now we have an army. If you really analyze it honestly, it's very weak. Especially when Rahman Tzan, you see the situation. You know, it's not just an operation that Israel is doing against one front, the Hamas terrorists, you have Hezbollah in the north. You saw there was a missile launch from Yemen. Never had to deal with that before. Which had to be shot down by U.S., you know, warships. From all sides, battlefronts that never existed before. And you see Rahman Islan around the world, but you see very well in America the amount of outright hatred and outright sinus Yisrael. And you see people willing to, you know, put their lives at stake to attack us. We really do not. We're outmanned, we're outpowered, and it's something that from a natural perspective, you can't be somech on things. The only thing we have to be somech on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Pashat. The greatest weapon that we have, our Chazal say, is our tefillah. And we know that one of the big elements of tefillah that we usually go to is David HaMelech's Tehillim. So today's share, I'd like to get hopefully a better understanding of what we're doing when we're saying Tehillim, what's the power behind Tehillim, and Be'ezus Hashem, we could all use these kolchos, you know, from our spot here in America, and do a lot for Achinuko Beis Yisrael. Now the first pose a few questions which come up in general in Hilchos Tehillim. There's discussion in the poskim, is one allowed to recite Tehillim at night? Tehillim is Devarim Shebiksav, it's Torah Shebiksav. And normally there's an idea, it's Brona Chazal, that Torah Shebiksav you don't do at night. So there's one recite Tehillim at night. On top of that, there's a discussion people have about Tehillim, that also Devarim Shebiksav, you're not really allowed to say them al peh. So what happens by Tehillim? Many times people recite Tehillim by heart. Okay, sometimes when you say, you know, ones we're not as familiar with, okay, people look inside a sitter, but should people really be saying Tehillim by heart or not? It's a wonderful thing. I saw in one of the shuls, they had Art Scroll itself printed up their Tehillim with an English translation, the prakim that the Gedolim said that we should say, you know, at this time. So, you know, it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Right. It's wonderful. You know, really when it comes to Tehillim also, many times there are different prakim which are recommended. What's that based on? Last night, someone was asking me why we say this one versus that one. Very good question. And on top of that, really, what are the halachas of Tehillim at time of an Eis Tzara? Does the boundaries of when we say Tehillim, how much we say Tehillim, does that change? And how does it change? So I'd like to begin to answer the last question first. That's practically what we have in front of us. You know, normally when it comes to Shabbos, for example, we do not say Tehillim for a sick person. Shabbos imelizo ufura krovalova. On Shabbos is not the time that we scream out for Tehillim. It's not proper for the covet of the day. But that's only in a situation where a person's saying Tehillim for a person who's sick, a person who's in, you know, some situation, a stable situation. But a situation where is bikuach nefesh, a person's life is at stake. So then there's a heter for one to recite Tehillim on Shabbos. The situation that we were in since Shmini Atzeres, and unfortunately it's in that sense it stayed the same. It's been a situation of total bikuach nefesh. No question about it. I remember we happened to find out here in Yeshiva about it. It was right, you know, in the middle of davening. So Luban, we chose to say Tehillim right after Yizkor. The whole Tzibur gathered together, and Luban announced what was going on. And we said Kapitul Chatilim right there in the middle of davening. The Maisa, I spoke to some people. It's very interesting. What to do Tehillim on Shabbos? Someone told me that in the Lakewood Yeshiva, they gave me Eidos, not from this time, but from other times. I assume it's still the same. When it comes to Shabbos and there's a chola, the sukkah, it's a very dangerous situation, their minhag is to say specifically the Shir HaMalos, which are found in the Siddurim after Mincha on Shabbos, the one says on Shabbos. He says what they would do is they would divide up those 15 Shir HaMalos. They would say them 5 Shir HaMalos 3 times on Shabbos. Say after davening Friday night, Shabbos day, and by Mincha, they would divide those up. But interestingly, they would not say pasuk by pasuk out loud. There'll be a klop. Everyone should say these 5 kapitlach. That's what they do there. But I asked around, spoke to other poskim, is that the minog, you know, outside of there, it's different. Is that no, the same way that we recite Tehillim during the week, we recite Tehillim on Shabbos. Included in that are not the things beyond the Shir HaMalos, Pei Gimel, which is one of the Kapitlach, which Agdolim said to say, we would say that on Shabbos too. And we would do it Pasuk by Pasuk, the same way we do during the week. I asked also, looked into, what about Achinu Kobeis Yisrael? That's a certain tefillah that normally you say after you put back, when you're putting back the Sifrei Torah, right before you put it back, in the Ashkenaz, right? on laning days. But on days when there's no tachnun, you don't recite Achenu. So is it proper to recite the tefillah of Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael on Shabbos, a day which you don't normally recite tachnun? Or do we say, no, we just recite Tehillim? So here too, spoke the Postik, says, no, we would say even the tefillah of Achenu, even any other Tehillim that we normally would not say on a Shabbos on a day when there's no tachnun, for example, Laman Seach, Kapitel Chaf, that too one could say on Shabbos. Basically, anything that you do during the week regarding Tehillim to help save a situation of Goach Nefesh, you do that too on Shabbos. And like here, for example, in Yeshiva, we would say Tehillim after every single tefillah. Now, okay, Mincha, by you could do it, the tzibur's together, you could do it by right after Mincha, Friday afternoon, before Shabbos. No, don't have to dafka wait till after Ma'ariv. But Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, Erev Vokah B'chol Yom Tamid, something that Klal Yisrael needs, and we shouldn't underestimate the power that our Tehillim has.
Having just come here from Eretz Yisrael, I can testify that the situation they say there is, Rahman al-Salam, the worst since the Shoah, the Holocaust.
Right. We were very lucky, we're chaos, but Luban's brother-in-law happened to be, he came, his flight stopped here in Florida on the way back from Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, I couldn't get a flight to Chicago where I live, but I got a flight to here.
So you hear a first-hand account. It's, yeah.
It's nice here.
Yes.
We say Shabbos is docha everything else, but Koach Nefesh is docha Shabbos. If we say Tehillim are clearly part of Pikuach Nefesh, then why would there even be a shiloh about saying Tehillim on Shabbos? It would be, again, Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah, correct. So 100% we say Tehillim on Shabbos because that's part of what we do for Pikuach Nefesh, 100%.
So there wouldn't be a
shiloh. Yes, correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody was at all the posting everybody was asking posting what
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. Usually the shalos just are, is what's the level of the tzara? How bad is it? But unfortunately, this tzara, yeah. There's no question.
Very serious.
Now, Pashtus, yes.
Is there any contrast between this and people who say Tehillim every day? So whether you're doing it by the day of the month or whether you're doing it by the day of the week? On Shabbos, is there any issue?
Right, very, very good question. Right, what we're talking about exactly is saying Tehillim for an Eis Tzara. So normally, those type of things nervous up. People just have the minhag to say the, you know, the Yom HaChodesh, Yom. So that people do on Shabbos too, 100%. That's in a different Amira. It's time they're going through Tehillim. You got to, we'll see soon. You got to learn, of course, say for Tehillim on Shabbos. But to say it as a tzaaka, as crying out, especially b'tzibur, that's where these things are more of a shaila. Now, what's our understanding? What is the power of Tehillim? Why do we pick Tehillim? What's special about it that, you know, through the ages is funny? You know, you go beyond the Tehillim. What people are doing for Eretz Yisrael, you ask five Yidden, you get six different answers. Right? Everyone picks different things. And there's all different areas that people could use as a schus, as a skula for Eretz Yisrael. But Tehillim is universal. Everyone's saying Tehillim. Where does this kalach come from? What? How is it that Tehillim became so accepted as the go-to thing for these types of situations? So the Poshet idea, and this, Ben said over in Yeshiva, others write, is Tehillim was written, what we know, by David HaMelech. But the way David HaMelech, with his Ruach HaKodesh, wrote Tehillim, Tehillim is a tefillah, a tza'aka, that was made for all situations, for all times. Tehillim is not just David HaMelech's personal life story, the chases that he had, the tzaras that he had. So he expressed himself poetically with tefillos to Hashem. No. It's much more than that. David HaMelech's Tehillim was written for all Doros. And it's eerie when you open up a Tehillim and you read the lines of what David HaMelech is talking about. you feel like he's right there with you, describing what's going on today. Ole Edom v'Yishma'ilim, right? Rachmanot on the Lashonos, right? Of Shafchu Damam Kamayim Sivivos Yerushalayim Ve'im Kover. That happened just now. It's such a Rachmanas, but at the same time, it's such a Lechama and such a powerful tefillah that the words of Tehillim are describing what we're going through.
Well, why can't it be that it is what Rabbi originally said, which is that it is his.
It's cool.
He's going through it.
Right, right.
I mean, there's, you know, he's not one of the Avos, but Maisa, it's Maisa Lavo Senum Labanim. He's going through everything, and there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
And he had all of it.
Right.
More powerful, the words that he wrote are more powerful because he went through the Maisa.
Right.
He could empathize, and therefore he was just much, much more deeply.
Right.
What it was, and could extrapolate for all generations.
I think it's even stronger than that, because you have like Al Haros Bavel, which didn't even happen yet he wrote a whole paragraph on it.
Right, right. Tehillim is absolutely fascinating, and the more we'll see soon that you study Tehillim and understand what Tehillim is about, the more amazing it is. It really is something which has so much depth and so much power to it. So that, I believe, is a simple posh understanding that we always had in Tehillim. Lamaisa, we actually shared this a couple years ago, right after Reb David Feinstein was nifter. So we gave a shiur on Reb David Feinstein. And one of the things I found in the ksavim of some of his talmidim was very interesting, very, very interesting. And that was the first time I encountered this. That Reb David Feinstein said that, well, talk on the exact lashon in a moment, but an ikar component of Tehillim is limud haTorah. The power behind Tehillim comes from the fact that it's Torah. It's one of the svarim of Tanakh, and there's a special koach to that Torah. To the extent, I remember this story like yesterday, and I think it is very important for the situation we're in. When 9/11 happened, the World Trade Centers fell. That happened literally right outside the door of Yeshiva Masifta Tiferes Yerushalayim. Moshe Feinstein's Yeshiva, Reb David Feinstein was there. And the Talmidim of the Yeshiva saw the buildings on fire. Everyone ran. It happened during breakfast time after davening. They ran into the Beis Medrash and they're all singing Tehillim. Rav David was away from the Beis Medrash after Shacharis. Rav David came back into the Beis Medrash and everyone's fervently singing Tehillim. Literally, they're the Beis Medrash, the only yeshiva there in Manhattan. They're the ones who saw it with their own eyes. The Tehillim going on in MTJ at that time was obviously right there. And Rav David finally walks into the Beis Medrash, goes to the front, goes to his seat, opens up a Gemara, and starts to learn. Everyone was like a little confused, like the Tzibur saying Tehillim. And Reb David just sat and learned. And the way that I heard the story was that, okay, then the Talmidim followed suit and they began morning Seder, like the Rosh Yeshiva. But part of the Havana, Reb David says, that story makes a lot of sense in what he writes, that Tehillim, part and parcel, the Koloch of Tehillim, is the Limud HaTorah. Now, why exactly this Limud HaTorah versus other Limud HaTorah? We'll see. But this is something that caught my attention a couple years back when David was Nifter. But then I found Shlomo Zalman Orbach says the same thing. If you look in the Halichah Shlomo, it's on top of the sheets. Firstly, he in the beginning of the piece, he writes of it, the importance. It's always kedai when you say Tehillim for a chola or for a situation, you should focus the tzibur. Okay, we're saying Tehillim for this person. Stam, that's the first thing he writes. But in the fourth line, he writes, "V'amira sefer Tehillim, ein lechavim pirish inin kipshuto, kedai shemechavim mishar tefilos." Normally, by other tefilos, Shlomo Zalman writes, this is the way we could do it. When you say the words of tefillah, you could utilize those words of tefillah on a personal level. You're not, you're reading not necessarily the words of David HaMelech. You're using that language to express yourself in your situation. That's what tefillah is. It's my prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking Hashem to listen to my tefillah. He says, no, you don't do that. Yishum de'ikr mal yasa shalmiyas tefillim al pi apshat him yishum Talmud Torah. The maila of Tehillim is because it's Talmud Torah. It's because you're learning Torah. Quotes the Lashon of the Rambam. Klomar, shekorei v'lo meid pirkei Tehillim shalman David HaMelech. You're saying psukim in the Torah. So the same way when you learn Torah, you don't make up pshatim in what the psukim mean. The psukim have a perush. You're learning what the Torah is saying, not injecting your personal feelings and ideas. You're learning the Torah. So too, when you say Tehillim, you have to say Tehillim with the Pashit translation, understanding of what the psukim are saying. Very interesting.
Today's Zayin Cheshvan is the Yotze that Rav Meir Shapiro Zatzal, the Miyased of the Daf Yomi. So all of those who learn Daf Yomi, otherwise learn Talmud Bavli,
right.
He should be misspelled for us and for all of Kali Svos from his place in Gan Eden. He should be Zocha us to overcome this Tzara and to bring the Gula Shlema.
Amen. Oh, you're right. You know, Tehillim in a certain sense is like a Blak Gemara,
yeah.
In a certain sense. Now, Shlomo Zalman goes on to explain, so why Dafka do we pick Tehillim? Why not learn anything else? So he says there's another that part of Tehillim are the words of Dveikus with of David HaMelech with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a great way of connecting us to Hashem, not just through Limud HaTorah, which you could have in the Negaim and Olos or anything else the Torah, but the Torah of David HaMelech, that's something which connects us to Hashem on a greater level. Okay?
So why should we pick particular kapitlach Tehillim?
Oh, so we're going to get that in a moment. Now, to me, this idea sounded very chiddushtik. I actually went around yesterday talking to a couple people about this. Like, the first idea we say Tehillim because it's the best tefillah. But here, what Shlomo Zalman is saying in print, and I found from the funny thing, which is also in print, this Shalat Shuvah's Yad David, that was recently printed. I had the original edition. I inherited from Rabbi Neumann. So there's such an idea that Tehillim is Limud HaTorah. I was wondering, okay, like this is like a Chiddushtik of Shlomo Zalman. I didn't know of this from Moshe Feinstein. Is this something that people take into account? So it was interesting. Yesterday, someone in the community came over to me. They kept the emails. He says, Rabbi Kier, I see you giving a shiur on Tehillim. Here, I found lying around the kol this sefer on Tehillim. He gives me the sefer. Okay? Thank you, I appreciate it. People always, you know, come to me with, I open up the sefer. So, right, Luban taught me, you know, you open the sefer, you read it from the beginning. So, I start reading from the beginning, Vahas Kamas. One of the Vahas Kamas, the person got, this Rabbi Shai Tahan. It's a Sephardi Rav in Brooklyn. One of the Haskamas he got is from Yisrael Reisman, big Rosh Yeshiva, Rav, in Brooklyn. And besides the Haskama that he writes, there's a three-page shir of his on Tehillim that's printed in the Sefer. Do you know what the question he asks, begins the shir with? What is Tehillim? Is it the Tefillah or is it Limud HaTorah? And he proves from this from Shlomo Zalman that we had that it's a din in Limud HaTorah. And he goes through a few nafkaminas. Reisman was ready to, if you look, on the bottom of your sheets, quotes, he says, look, once you say that, like this Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Tehillim is Limud HaTorah, so one halach nafkamina is, then you really have to understand what you're saying. Talmud Torah is not just saying words, it's learning Torah, understanding it. So if you don't understand it, you shouldn't say it. Which he therefore goes and says, right? Ezem mizmarim tehillim yivchar. Which tehillim should you choose to say? So, okay. He says there's an element, of course, to be more bitachon in Hashem. But tehillim that you could understand their meaning. It will be better for someone to say tehillim, which you understand the meaning of those words, than the parak at tehillim, which fits closely to the situation you're in. Because if the element of Tehillim is the understanding of Tehillim, it's like Talmud Torah, and that's what you should do. He goes through, he wants to tie this in so many other halachas. Let's say we started off, we started talking about saying Tehillim at night. So there are poskim that say, right, that we do not recite Tehillim at night. But he says, but if it's, that's all, if it's a din, he wants to be machalik, right? He says, the only psuk of a night, that's all, if it's a tefillah, that's a limud Torah. Well, a tefillah, you're allowed to daven at night. So the tzad to be allowed to say tehillim at night is a tefillah. But if tehillim is understood as limud Torah, then it's not so simple then to say tehillim at night. Something he writes in the later and put all of it on. Oh, so I'll get to that in a moment. Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, does say the element of the Kavana. Right, he writes in the bottom, the end of Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Kiman Shekim, Shita Shatzar Chavim Peir Shamil Shiot Moti Mipiv, Chavim Zehanal. If the Helam is Limud HaTorah, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's Pashat, that you have to understand it. Otherwise, it's not Limud HaTorah. Yes?
I'm just thinking about, as a general rule, when you're learning Mishnayos, it has to be that way no matter what. But there's an idea that that's not necessarily the case by Pirkei Avos. There's an interesting dynamic going on here between the two.
Right. In general, we always say that Limud HaTorah, to the best of a person's ability, you know, they should understand it. You're right. Could there be a hashpa of Torah, of uttering words of Torah? Yeah, there could be such a thing. But really, the power of Limud HaTorah comes from understanding. So Tehillim, if Tehillim is part of Limud HaTorah, then that's why Shlomo Zalman and Erasmus said the same thing off that. You have to understand it.
Right, but if it's Torah
Shabbat,
then that's not necessarily...
Oh, right. Torah might be a little different. Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, true. But I'll show you, I don't think this is so simple to learn it exclusively or strongly a din Limud HaTorah. To me, it looks like there's a little bit of what you call steerers in the Mishnah Berurah. For example, the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Mem Tes. This is the halachos of, can a person say Devarim Shebiksav Baal Peh? Can we recite Tehillim by heart? So in the middle of the piece there, the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Tshuvas Chavos Yair. Matter Lomer Ko Sefer Tehillim Baal Peh. A person can recite entire Sefer Tehillim by heart. The Kivan Shu the Ore Rachmei Hashem Havalek Tefillah. Since the point of Tehillim is to bring about the Rachmanos of Hashem, so therefore it's like a Tefillah. Sounds pretty beferish. The Chafetz Chaim is writing, that's a tefillah. Me'ila Gisa, and the second thing I saw Rabbi Reisman brought, the halachos of Tisha B'Av. We know in Tisha B'Av one can't learn Torah. Can one recite Tehillim on Tisha B'Av? So the Chafetz Chaim writes, this is Tav Kuf Nun Daled, O Zion, v'nogim lom tehillim v'shir yachid b'mincha. One could say Tehillim and Shir Shal Yachid after Chatzos by Mincha time. Avadav the Asr B'Tamat Torah Kol Yom, even though it's Asr to do Tamat Torah the whole day. Sar Kolomer Disrile Kimashu Derech Bakasha Shari. It's Mutter. Once again, from this one, sounds like this first part sounds like he's saying that okay, it's Derech Bakasha. It's not. It's a tefillah. He does bring Uvit Punza. This place near Punza, Noga Malomer Machrasel Shal Emesh V'Shal Hayom. They would not say the Shir Shal Yom. Seemingly, they would not say Tehillim. They would make up the Shir Shal Yom the next day. They do make up. V'chei Nachon. And the Chavetz Chaim writes, that's correct. So the V'chei Nachon, I saw Rabbi Reisman want the Paskin that we do not say Tehillim on Tisha B'Av. And in Mela, he wanted to say, okay, it must be because this is Limud HaTorah. Yes?
How do we say Pesukei
Dezim? Interesting. Right? So there, I think there's no Shaila. Interesting point. By Pesukei Dezimra, where we quote Pesukim of Tehillim, there's no question, there we're doing it as a tefillah. Right? There, I don't think there's a Shaila. There we say, we're easily saying that as a tefillah. You know, we sometimes have the Shaila by davening, it's by Kriya Shema, right? The person, for some reason, his Berachas HaTorah didn't work, and now he wants to be Yotzei Ava Rabba, so the Shaila Pesukim of Shema, is that Limud HaTorah or not, for that. That's where that comes up. But Pesukei Zimra, I think it's, we view that clearly as a tefillah. The question we're asking today is when you recite Tehillim, what's the understanding of Tehillim? The simple idea is it's a bakasha to Hashem. You're asking for Hashem. The chiddushic idea, the novel idea, would be that no, it's Limud HaTorah. It's a special Limud HaTorah. It's a Limud HaTorah that has dveikus with Hashem. And that's why we pick it. But what seemed to me that really, as Reb Baruch, that you set out, really, it must be that there's a dual nature of it. It really has both. It has the power of a bakasha. The Chavetz Chaim writes that beferish. At the same time, there's also an element of Limud HaTorah. So it does get tricky, let's say, on Tisha B'Av. Do you focus on the element that is a tefillah on a bakasha and that one could do on a day like Tisha B'Av? Or do you focus on the element that it has Limud HaTorah and it also has Limud HaTorah and that's something you can't do on Tisha B'Av? It's a tricky balance. It has both.
How are you doing it normally?
By where?
I'm saying, this person who's...
Right.
Who's
so I'll tell you a very interesting nafkamina.
Isn't it... You have to say, Mustafa, that there's a dual thing going on here. You know... I mean, I don't know if it's like... You know, in Araya, but... Before there was a Beis Yaakov movement, Moshe Tzidkanios, who did not know how to translate, Zog Tehillim.
Right.
And what were they doing?
Very good point.
They were saying, and they were
the point that was brought up is we know through the ages, women always said Tehillim, and especially he's saying pre-Beis Yaakov movement doesn't mean that they knew how to translate it. Okay. Very good point. So I saw this falling, and this I saw, it's very interesting. This is an interesting nafkamina. I thought Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Reisman clearly are saying it's chiefly Limud HaTorah. To the extent, if a person doesn't understand the Tehillim, you shouldn't say it. You should dafka pick prakim that people understand what it means. But I saw Beferish, Rav David Feinstein, as you say, Tantz Tzvei Chasmas. He did both. He said, for sure, the Kolach HaSchus of Tehillim is Limud HaTorah. But at the same time, there's this element of tefillah there. Rabbi David says, even if you don't understand the words, it also works. So
also
it sounds like that there is this dual nature. And Mamela, yeah, it does affect what kapitlach, you know, we choose. Probably ideal, we should choose prakim that people understand, people know. It also means it's not us. It's always, you know, if you're ever looking for a nice little seder or something to learn, the more you learn about the Tehillim, the better it is. It's a go-to thing that you'll have understanding in it. You'll have that dual nature of a schus.
If you also say it's only in limud Torah, then like why do we ever stop learning to say Tehillim?
Right, right.
You also have a problem doing a schus, right.
I'll tell you this. Right, the question was raised, you know, how do we even understand that? Let's say someone, you know, in the yeshivas where people are learning the whole time. You know, do we break to say Tehillim? When I went to yeshiva, by Flemots, I assume you'll back me up on this. Anytime there's a chol or something needed to say Tehillim, the original procedure we had back in the day in yeshiva was that was not, right after davening, there was a Misha Berurah Seder. They waited till after the Misha Berurah Seder was finished to say Tehillim. That was the way it originally was. Right? In my days, if you remember. At a certain point, there was a situation that Eretz Yisrael needed tefillahs, and we started saying Tehillim for Eretz Yisrael. The cheshbon was that a lot of the people came for shacharis, they weren't necessarily kol yom galayt, weren't meshubet to be there for the Misha Berurah Seder, they would leave. So it was decided that the best way to get Rov Am to say Tehillim would be to do it right after davening, even if it meant taking off a few moments from a Seder. So it really is a balance. Yeah. Right? We wouldn't necessarily take off a limud Torah to say Tehillim. But the minhag for sure is in the 8th Sarah, when someone's bikuach nefesh, I believe in Lakewood they do that, you know, Mashgiach was sick, they'll take off in the middle of Seder, don't break everyone, that's when everyone's there, they would say Tehillim.
You also have an issue, I mean, I don't know, but the matzav we're in right now, and I was, if you're talking about Tehillim for a chol, I don't know, but when you have an 8th Sarah for a tzibor like this, so there's a din, you have to be Lizok El Hashem, right?
Right, right.
So if you're telling me that Tehillim is just a limud, so when are you Yotze the Bakasha? Unless you say people have...
Oh, no, so they say by Tehillim...
No, it's
interesting.
A Bakasha, so you Yotze that.
Right.
But we're going to make a whole Torah...
You remind me of one important point. You know... With this idea, the idea stated about Tehillim being Liman HaTorah, there's no question, though, the ending. Let's say you make a Misha Berach for a Chola, or you say the Tefillah of Achenu, those are Tefillahs. And those are the things, sometimes by Shul, there'll be a Tehillim, people stay for the Tehillim, and they run out as soon as they finish saying Tehillim. They should, Dafka, make sure to stay for the Misha Berach. Misha Berach should always be said out loud. The Achenu should be said out loud, because that for sure is a Tefillah. And that would be Yotze, all these dinim of Za'aka and crying out. So just to summarize, we have a tremendous gift. Men, women, and children, everyone who's available, able to say Tehillim, is something very kedai to do. And, okay, it's something we do even on Shabbos, all situations at a time like this. We debated today, went through, is the koch of Tehillim from just... It's a special tefillah, or is it limud Torah, a special limud Torah, or is it really both? It has both of those elements, and that's what makes it so special to us, something we really use. But really, at this time, whatever one could do to generate schusim for Eretz Yisrael, we should do. And I feel it's only right. You know, we all have different responsibilities and different things we could do for Eretz Yisrael. I feel as a tzibur, as a shir, we should be malava, and we should escort out. I'm saying these words as a verbal imo anochi, that our dear friend Alan is going to Eretz Yisrael, mamash for 2 weeks to be mechazik the people in Eretz Yisrael. It's such a wonderful thing, and Alan, I could say on behalf of the shir, you know, you're our shliach to go. And Namish bring chizuk to people. It's really amazing. Alan, you're not just the shlech of us, you're really the shlech of the whole community. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful thing. And you should have, you should be safe and have atzlacha. And Be'ez Hashem, you should be the first one to dance with seeing Yeshua's, hopefully, the Karvi Yameinu. Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for